Back in March of 2010, I started writing articles for a Kansas City pet magazine. It was something my then wife encouraged me to do. I had just started my own business, Keep It Simple Stupid, K-I-S-S, dog training, created a blog, and to be honest with you, I enjoyed the process of writing. Almost 5 years later, I had the idea for what I sarcastically started calling Ravings of a Long-Haired Dog Trainer. Well, the idea and the title stuck, and now we begin our journey into some of the topics I felt were important way back then and still do. My ideas are, I hope, both simple and helpful. If they do anything, let's hope they get you to look at life with your pooch a little differently. I will not try to tell you I am the smartest, best, or even the most dynamic dog trainer out there. But what I will tell you is how passionately I believe in my techniques, and I hope you love them. However, you may not like or agree with all the things you hear in this book, and that's okay. I firmly believe that you must pick your own methods to train your dogs. I believe in positive reinforcement, science-based, resource-control, fun dog training. As always, I promote the idea of ignore the bad and reward or redirect to the good versus waiting for the mistake and punishing it. I offer the articles you'll hear in this book as a way to look at dog training differently, and I hope it encourages you to pick up the phone and call a local dog trainer to continue your education in what I lovingly call speaking dog as a second language, DASL.